Hello there, thanks again for listening to Seek the Truth. It's really good that you're doing this, and I hope that as you listen that it will be a benefit to you. We're fast approaching some major sporting events, especially as in England we look forward to the Olympic Games in London next year, 2012. For many of us, sport is something that we watch rather than do. Despite all the best intentions to get more exercise, it often just doesn't happen. In the year that the Olympic Games are held in London, there'll be lots of opportunities to not only see the action on TV or online, but for some, there will be the added thrill of seeing the action close up. What is it about sport that intrigues us? Why do we get so excited when our team is winning or losing? What makes us identify so closely with our national teams and feel it so keenly when they do not achieve what we feel they're capable of? The answer lies in the uniqueness of the human being. We're so different from the rest of the living world around us. As Homo sapiens, we can dream, imagine, remember, and have a spiritual bond with our fellow humans that the rest of the animal world does not. We are unique among creation. Part of our makeup is that we are people with an inbuilt sense of right and wrong. We feel it keenly when rules are broken. Take, for instance, any of the sports that you are interested in. You know the rules, and you want to see the event run according to them. When this doesn't happen, you expect someone to deal with the situation fairly. Take, for instance, Ben Johnson. This Canadian 100-metre sprinter broke a world record in the 1988 Summer Olympics, only to be disqualified and lose his title because it was proven that he had used performance-enhancing drugs. The outrage people felt was palpable. People believe in rules and expect contestants to perform within them. This is exactly how God operates. He believes in rules and fairness when applying them. He has stated what the rules are. The Ten Commandments are the best known example. God set the result of disobeying them as death. Death is to be cut off from God. The Bible states that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It's a fair and just consequence of breaking the rules that God has put in place, because our actions indicate that we want our will, not God's. When we exclude God, we refuse all that God has on offer, such as love, life, peace, joy, and all we're left with is death. Now please listen and hear me out, as my lesson to you will get better. God doesn't only act in the capacity of judge. He came in person to this world to save us from a problem we got ourselves into. The Bible says, by one man sin entered into the world and death by sin. One of the names of Jesus is Emmanuel, which means God with us. You may be vaguely familiar with this from Christmas cards or carols. The Bible teaches that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. It's the death of Jesus on the cross that satisfies God's demands. We broke the rules. God holds us accountable for this, but Christ died for our sins so that we could be forgiven. God now offers us forgiveness because he accepts what Jesus has done on our behalf. That is, if we accept Jesus as Saviour and Lord. Your response is key to whether you benefit from what the Lord Jesus did when he died upon the cross. If you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive and to cleanse from all unrighteousness. It would be a wonderful year if you were to speak to God, confess the need of forgiveness and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. It would be a wonderful day if you were to do that today. I hope you really think seriously about these things, and I trust that you would come to know the Lord Jesus as your Saviour. If we can help you further, please contact us. My email address is stephen.baker@talktalk.net. Thank you very much for listening.